Queensland does well from its mines, but there's a dark side to the minerals boom. The problem presents itself in mining towns far and wide, where large groups of men live and work. At Dysart in central Queensland, locals say the mining industry's reliance on a transient workforce that works long shifts and where the men drink and live in confined quarters is resulting in increased violence. Sigrid Brown prepared this report.
Up until the mid-70s, the small town of Dysart was just a cow paddock, but that changed when Queensland's coal-rich Bowen Basin was opened up by the mining industry. And thanks to the resources boom, it's now home to 4,500 permanent residents and another 2,500 transient workers.
The violence has increased, and the severity of the violence has increased. The outcome of the violence has increased.
Dysart resident and mining union official Brad Crompton says the fly-in, fly-out workers who stay for a week at a time are responsible for some of that violence.
Some people do say when people work away from their families, they do tend to play up a bit. People are getting a little bit more free to swing a bat or pull a knife or that sort of stuff.
The major and underlying cause of nearly all our assaults are alcohol. They're all alcohol related.
Sergeant Ian Park is one of two police officers stationed in Dysart.
I would say that whilst Dysart may have a higher rate of assaults against a person or offences against a person than some of the smaller communities, it's nowhere near the rates of violence that I see when I worked in Mackay. Like every police station right across the state, we would like more staff. I doubt there'd be too many police officers that wouldn't ask for an upgrade in their staffing levels.
But Dysart isn't alone. A recent study of Queensland and Western Australian mining communities found some are more than twice as violent as the state average. The study found a culture of alcohol abuse and boredom among transient workers resulted in increased violence. The town's mayor, Cedric Marshall, says he'd like to see workers living in family homes rather than dorm-style camps.
They're probably about towards 2,500 people. Living in those mining villages. We would prefer to have a lot of those guys, workers, as residential accommodation in Dysart because, we've got to keep our schools operating and keep our town sustainable.
Retired Dysart miner Nick Wheeler says the town is suffering because of the workers' camps.
My children have grown up here and I have seen them virtually every day. And I believe that is one of the main options that should be offered to every employee. To have at least a proper family life. It's bad enough being out here in the isolation, but at least you have your family with you.
Miner Brad Crompton says the solution for Dysart is clear.
There needs to be more family-orientated accommodation, more so than anything. More two-bedroom units for the couples without children to come and settle here.
Dysart miner Brad Crompton ending that report from Sigrid Brown.